You know, I heard DoorDash recently added a new delivery status for their drivers. Instead of heading your way, now it's headed to prison. I don't know if you guys heard about this update.
This is Olivia Henderson. She is 23 years old from Oswego, New York. Back on October 12th, 2025, she was working as a DoorDash driver. And while working, she picked up a Wendy's order and delivered it to a customer in the city of Oswego. Apparently, that customer had selected the option to have his order left at the door. This is important for this case.
And my customer requested that their order be left at their front door. And when I arrived at their house, their front door was wide open, and they were within eyesight of the front door, laying on the couch, indecently exposed to me.
However, this conflicts with some reporting that's out there saying that the man actually has Ring footage that shows her pushing the door open to see inside his home.
And I didn't know that.
And police would apparently later determine through their investigation that this man was incapacitated and unconscious due to alcohol consumption, and that therefore the assault couldn't even have happened in the first place. Now, a reasonable person walking into a situation like this where you have a customer that is unconscious on their couch, half naked, probably would have just set the food down and walked away. 100%. And if the door was indeed open, they may have just closed the door for the guy, or maybe even called someone to check in on him to make sure he was okay. But Henderson pulled out her phone and recorded him instead.
Stupid.
That's fucked up.
She then uploaded that video to TikTok with no censorship over his body, and she included his first name in the caption, not to mention the front of his house. And this video racked up nearly 30 million views before TikTok finally took it down. And then she uploaded it again before TikTok took it down once again.
You guys, my account is currently at risk of being banned because I had to explain my story one time, right? They took the video down and gave my account a strike. So I explained my story again and censored the video that I have just so they can't take it down for the same reason. They took it down for the same reason again, and now my account has a second strike.
You know what I love? I actually love that she's getting prosecuted, because you can't do this. And I think we're seeing a turning of the tides. Put in one in the chat if you agree. I think we're seeing a turning of the tides, because now we're taking it where people think that they can just be victims constantly. They constantly think they can be victims, and we're turning that around finally, where if you do things to other people, even though you think you're the victim, you're going to get prosecuted for it. And you know what else is crazy? Is the fact that you guys haven't downloaded Free Cash yet. You can literally scan that QR code and get $10 right now to play mobile games. Let me pull up the website just so you guys can see. Let's go to Free Cash here. Free Cash reviews. Bing, bang, boom. This is Trustpilot. Excellent platform. Easy to navigate and use. Words, Levi. Great game selection and very good fare. Earning distributions would recommend give 5 stars out of 10 out of 10 times. Okay, that confused me. I'm dumb.
Stupid.
My next Christmas so great. I just, that is because it has fun games and fun offers and is pretty simple to navigate. I love it. Free Cash Array. Okay, cool. Good Lord. Some of these people can't even speak or type, or maybe I can't read. I don't know what it is.
Stupid.
But you scan that QR code or click the link in the description. You'll get $10 on me if you sign up right now. Only if you sign up right now, though. You got to sign up right now and you'll get $10 on me. Don't ever say I've never done anything for you guys. You'd have to be stupid not to do this. You'd have to be a silly, silly, silly head. All right, let's get back off into this.
City Police Department investigated Henderson's claims, and they said that they reviewed independent video evidence from the scene. And on top of that, the man apparently cooperated fully and gave a statement. So the police concluded through their investigation that the man was incapacitated and unconscious on his couch due to alcohol consumption, and that no sexual assault had occurred. So on November 10th, 2025, Henderson was arrested by the Oswego City Police Department for recording the man while he was naked and then uploading that recording.
Yeah, it's just like being a peeping Tom. Like you're going to get, this is a felony right here. It's just like recording somebody else. Like even though their door's open, you're like recording them. That's peeping Tom behavior.
Full surveillance. That's
okay. She got charged with dissemination of surveillance image, unlawful surveillance
for the act of actually recording the man with her phone without his consent. And the second count was dissemination of an unlawful surveillance image. That's for the act of uploading that footage to the internet. Then on December 4th, 2025, Henderson showed up at Oswego City Court for her arraignment, where she pled not guilty. After that, the case got transferred from Oswego City Court to Oswego County Court. And this is standard in New York for felony cases, as is the case in probably most states. In New York, city courts don't actually have jurisdiction to try felonies, only to do the most basic early appearances. That means that once it goes to a grand jury for an indictment, the case is automatically transferred to county court. So until that grand jury indictment, this case has kind of been in limbo between the two, although it seemed like it was being positioned to be transferred to county court. That said, for a while, it was still very unclear to the public what was really going on until now. And so here's the big update. Olivia Henderson has now been officially indicted by a grand jury in Oswego County. As you can see from her docket here, her case is now listed in the Oswego County Court System under an indictment case number. And the charges, let's take a look. As I mentioned before, they are the exact same charges that she was originally arrested for. You can see that count one is for dissemination of an unlawful surveillance image, which is Penal Code Section 250.60. And then there's count two, which is unlawful surveillance brought under Penal Code Section 250.45(1). So the prosecution...
Not looking good, brother.
Has not diluted a thing. They didn't downgrade any charges. They didn't drop anything. They brought the exact same felonies to the grand jury.
Which is good. I think this is great. This is really going to set the tone for equal, I don't even know if this is the word, equal prosecution of women. Because if a man would have done this, he would have got hit with the full extent of the law. Put a one in the chat if you agree. If a man would have done this, he would have got hit with the full extent of the law. But these female influencers, these young women, she's going to be taught a lesson here. And hopefully other women don't do this and always think they're the victim.
And the grand jury looked at the evidence that was presented to them and said, yep, there's enough evidence here. Proceed towards trial. So let's go over really quickly what a grand jury indictment actually is for anyone who isn't familiar. Similar to a jury that you see in a trial, a grand jury is a panel of people that are from the local community. And the job of a grand jury is to review the evidence from the DA's office and decide one simple question. Is there enough evidence to formally charge a person? Now, unlike a regular trial, grand jury proceedings are actually not open to the public. In fact, typically it's just the prosecutor there presenting evidence to the grand jury. The defense usually doesn't participate at all. So really what that means is that the grand jury only hears one side of the case here.
And I'll be honest, dude, she probably did not have the coin to afford a lawyer. And I know DoorDash wasn't appointing a lawyer. DoorDash probably wasn't like, hey, you know what? Olivia, we're going to hook it up. You know, we know you were delivering Burger King at midnight, but we're going to hook it up. We're going to give you one of our best. I know DoorDash is not doing this. DoorDash is like, yeah, terminate him, get him out. And she's like, what, a 23-year-old chick? She's going to get cooked by the courts. Because if it's her versus this guy and they already have this mountain of evidence, it's not looking good for her, bro.
Okay, so let's talk about what she's actually looking at in terms of potential punishment now that she has been officially indicted. So both charges are Class E felonies. And under New York Penal Law Section 70.00, the maximum prison sentence for a Class E felony is 4 years. Because she has two of these charges, and because these charges are for two separate acts, one recording, one uploading, she could be looking at up to 8 years in prison if they...
This isn't looking good, brother. It's not looking good.
Run consecutively. And I know that a lot of people are really hoping that she gets the full 8 years because what she did was truly awful. This man...
Well, dude, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Let's flip it. If it was a guy doing a DoorDash and a woman was laying there unconscious on her couch, butt booty naked with her Arby's meat flaps out and he was bringing her an Arby's melt, you would want him prosecuted. You'd call him a creep. You'd call him a weirdo. You'd call him a peeping Tom. No different. Just because it's wrapped in a different body. Put a one in the chat if you agree. Prosecute her like you prosecute a guy. Men get prosecuted for stuff that's not even provable. Men have their entire lives tarnished and their entire careers ruined over false allegations and false accusations. Yeah. I think she should get hit. I don't know if she should have to do the full 8 years, but like she should get sentenced to the 8 years and maybe get out on 6. Prosecute her like you would a man. If you were to flip the script and she was in a man's body and that dude laying unconscious with his meat flaps out was a woman, y'all would, you know what I'm saying? They would sentence him to the max. It would be no question.
Was unconscious in his own home. And he was in one of the most vulnerable states a person can be.
That's what I'm
saying.
And
in so many ways, footage that gets uploaded to the internet is forever. And honestly, a lot of people
have... Yeah, it's forever. Because the thing is, she could have deleted it. It don't matter. People screen recorded that. It's everywhere. She just showed the clip.
Probably rightly pointed out that if the genders were swapped in this particular case, there would be easy outrage across the board about the defendant's conduct. Instead of helping him or just doing her job and walking away, she recorded his naked body. And then she put it on the internet for the entire world to see. And what's worse, probably most of all worse for her, because now this is evidence that is almost definitely going to be used against her. She said at one point on the internet afterwards that her purpose in sharing the videos to the internet was to shame and embarrass the man.
Like, this is the only justice I'm getting, is exposing this man and having posted that video and it has gone viral. Like, now he can live with shame and embarrassment if people have seen it and knows who he is or where he, you know what
I can't wait till they sit her little arrogant butt in court and she has to rewatch these clips of her talking all this noise out the side of her neck. I cannot wait, dude. She's just going to be sitting there just do-do-do. They're going to play these clips. She's going to feel like Dumbo, bro.
I'm saying, like, I'm the one being punished. He's not getting in trouble with the police. He didn't lose his job if he has one. Like, what's going on with him? Why?
I'm going to keep it that way, chat. Put it one in the chat if you agree. Uber Eats is a side hustle. It's not a job. A job is something that usually has a 401k, PTO, sick time. DoorDash is a 1099 side hustle.
Am I getting fired? Why are my videos getting taken down, and why am I getting strikes? Like, I'm about to...
Do you ever think that maybe you're in the wrong there?
Stupid.
Lose my account. I was assaulted. I'm the victim. I lost my job. I'm the victim. Right? Is this making sense to any fucking buddy?
And that's on...
Nope. It didn't make sense to a grand jury either.
Shots fired!
On top of what we said earlier about her seeming most upset about losing revenue from the viral videos that got taken down. She wanted those views. She wanted to get paid. So the intent to degrade and the intent to profit are both right there on camera coming out of her mouth. And that intent is really important for proving the case against her. So these admissions are incredibly damaging for her case. But all of that considered, here's the reality of sentencing. Henderson appears to have no prior criminal history. And to her credit, since her arrest, she's been fairly quiet on social media. She hasn't been making things worse for herself like many social media influencers who have run into legal trouble.
It's probably because she got a lawyer that was like, hey, shut up, okay? Please just shut up. You're digging, like, over all these videos, million, 2.4, 3.8, 4.9, 31, 5, 7, 10, like, she's darn near got 100 million views just right there. Like, yeah, shut your mouth.
And under New York law, the court has options beyond prison for sentencing, and those include probation and conditional discharge. So unless the DA and the judge really want to make an example out of her, there is a good chance that she'll probably get some form of probation. Do I personally love that result? No, but no. I'm simply looking at the reality of how these things tend to shake out. But consider the fact that even if she does avoid prison, if she ends up with a felony conviction on her record, it does carry real consequences. It can affect employment, housing.
Oh yeah, dude, you get a felony, you're cooked. You know what I mean? Like getting a felony is not a good thing, bro. Not a good thing at all. It could ruin your entire career.
So now there are a few possible paths that go from here. Path number one is one I mentioned. It's a plea deal. Honestly, this would be the smartest move for her at this point, in my opinion. If she accepts responsibility now, she likely gets a more favorable outcome than going to trial and losing. Because honestly, the evidence here looks pretty clear cut for the prosecution. And I think that if this case goes to trial, it ends with a conviction. And on top—
Oh yeah, no, if this goes to trial, she's absolutely cooked, bro. Take that plea deal. Take that plea deal, Olivia. Trust me, as a guy that's been in the system, I haven't been to prison. I've been to jail a couple times, but have I told you guys about my past? I got kicked out of high school because I was smoking weed on a band trip. And in 19, I got a possession of marijuana charge. And then I was 21, I got a DWI. I really thought I was going to be institutionalized. My brother is. My brother straight up is institutionalized, bro. He can't stay out of the pen. He loves it in there. He loves his three hot in a cot. This man, my brother, half brother though. I have three half brothers. My dad had a wife previous to my mom and had some kids with her and
friends.
I'm pulling up the comments from the previous video. But he's institutionalized, bro. He's been in the pen for 15, 20 years. It feels like he's been in there for a long time. His whole adult life, he's pretty much been in the pen. He don't know how to operate on the outside. I was this close, chat, that close. You know why? I was raised by a single mom. I was that close to being a statistic, bro. So close. That's why I try to preach positivity into men, because once I figured out how to be a man and took responsibility for all the stupid stuff I'd done in my life, it was so much more freeing, bro. Instead of being like, oh, the man's holding me down. You know, everybody's just against me. It's just the world. I can't help it. No, dude. No. You're just a degenerate. And you like to smoke weed and drink alcohol way too much. You like to party. And I thought I was 10 foot tall and bulletproof. Turns out I wasn't. Very much so penetrated. Wait a minute. Pause. Penetrable by bullets. Yeah, bro, I got arrested those two times, and ever since then, ever since I was 21 and I had to do all those classes and stuff like that, I haven't been arrested again. I think I had a speeding ticket once in Austin, though. Or no, I was changing lanes unlawfully. It was something like that. I'm squeaky clean now, though, but I definitely do have a past. All right, let's get into, this is from Her Night Backfired, when the chick got the freaking STDs or whatever. There are the reasons, I'm going through the comments. There are reasons why over the centuries that promiscuity was thought to be a very bad idea. 100% Ken Riddle. Brothers, wear a rubber before you catch the magic in your Johnson. That's good. Looks like we have to relearn the lessons we learned in the 80s. Having unprotected coitus plus getting STDs equals an idiot.
Stupid.
I don't think the HIV plus girl was saying that the boyfriend was a drug dealer. She said he was working the street. I think he was a male escort. I don't know. I doubt that. What do some of the replies say? I thought that was clearly what he was. If I was an escort, it is likely I would sell drugs too. Are there male gigolos? Is that really a thing, being a male escort? She should have listened to her friend. Strange spots in my body. What the F? I don't know why spring break is a thing. During my middle school and high school years, all I did during spring break was stay home, playing video games, listening to music, and helping out my parents with my stepdad's business. Exactly, bro. Luciano. Looks like the toxic Avenger. Oh my God. Biblical values are designed to keep people from hell like this. It's directly the wages of sin. Wow, there you go. I just wanted to come on here and say, ew. Nah, I don't blame you. No glove, no love. They don't even think about paying for the medicine for the rest of their lives. It's expensive or they'll be unalived. These phenomenon of these mids thinking that they are tens is out of control. We need to start shaming degenerate behavior. 100% agree. I feel sorry for this younger generation. A hard lesson to learn. These people should indeed glow in the dark. HIV plasma girl sounding awfully urban. Sounds like she paid the toll. It's odd that African Americans are considered a minority when all the cities the guy listed except Miami have a higher population of American African Americans than Caucasians. I mean, the numbers speak for themselves. Lust is a deadly sin for a massive good reason. What the F? The infector. Oh yeah, that couple's insane. Being 18 and knowing nothing about HIV is a total failure of society. Dude, I agree. They passed a law in the 80s. If someone has HIV and knows about it, sleeps with someone and gives it to the other person, the giver can be charged with attempted. Oh my gosh. That person passed away can be charged with manslaughter. The one eating the cake, her blood type is a donut. Oh my God. If we get rid of all the people with HIV, there will be no more AIDS. Oh my God. Seeing mac and cheese explosion to crystal blue persuasion. The start of the video is just, fuck. Oh, gotta catch them all. Gotta catch them all. STDs. It's crazy work. That video was wild, bro. I can't believe that chick. I saw that and was like, oh my God. It's just wild to me. It's just absolutely wild to me. You know, that these women go out there and just literally get ran, raw dogged by multiple men and don't think it's a big deal. Your past matters, man. Your past 1,000% matters. What is this? I got some bookmarks here. What do we got? All right, this one says, okay, what do we got here? He said her standards are the reason she's still single.
The first things you said in the show, before I knew anything about you, mm-hmm. you said, I want my man to provide. Mm-hmm. I want a traditional relationship. Mm-hmm. But the truth is, we are not in a traditional environment.
This is very true.
So before I knew anything about mm-hmm. you, I knew what you wanted from me. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of a turnoff.
Why?
I didn't know anything about you mm-hmm. and anything about your personality, mm-hmm. anything about what you like. It's just that, what can you give me?
This is what the modern dating market is now, though. Put a one in the chat if you agree. Women are raised up knowing what to expect from a man, but they're never taught what a man expects from them. Shiba Denaya should have bought a Honda, put it on a t-shirt.
Yeah, I don't really want to, like, downgrade my life.
I mean, but you said...
She's making a sound. She's digging this hole with two shovels.
I want a man that can take care of me.
Yeah, I want a man that wants to do it, though.
I mean, of course, a man wants to do it, but that's the first thing you say. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like...
Because I ain't wasting my...
He's trying to help her out, too, but she's just really not going for it.
Time no more, you feel me? I like to tell people what I'm looking for so no one's confused.
Tell them about who you are as a person?
Oh, yeah, we can do that on a friendship level. But if someone's coming, approaching me like, I want to date you, I'm going to be like, okay, what do you want? The guy has...
This woman is like a shiny nickel all day talking about, hey, he's got to have this, that, and the third. How about you fix your posture first?
So want to be a provider. Or I'm not the girl for you.
But like I said, when that is the first topic mm-hmm. of conversation,
he said to say it three times. This is when you listen to speak and not listen to analyze.
You see how a man can kind of be a little off put by that?
I don't care. That's the problem.
Right, and that's why you're still single.
And that's why you're still single. Goodness gracious. She's a runner. She's a track star. It's a crazy world we live out here, isn't it, Lux? It's a crazy world that we're living in out here, man. It's wild to me. Do you want, sweet potato? Yeah. Let's go ahead and crack you out one then, cousin. Free. Sit. Look at you shaking before I even ask it. Free. Some of you guys have asked, Levi, how did you train Loki? So when we lived in Austin, Texas, little story time here. When we lived in Austin, Texas, Cass and I hired a canine police dog trainer. And he trained Loki up, dude. It took him like, I want to say it was like a 12-week program. And he came to our house like two or three times a week and just worked with Loki. So Loki is from a championship bloodline. So when we bought him, we had like all this paperwork and, you know, all like we had to sign like 10 pages worth of paperwork just to get him. And then the lady was like, hey, if you ever want to get rid of him for any reason, like you're legally bound to return him to me. You can't just give him to somebody. I was like, oh, snap. So like it's like a legit, he's like super legit. And so we hired this police dog trainer, and dude, in like 3 weeks, this dude knew all the commands. Sit, come here, free, all that stuff. And dude, he's super smart. He's ridiculously smart. One of the smartest dogs I've ever had, and I grew up having boxers, but like, dude, he blows them out of the water 1,000%. He knows weight, shake, all that stuff. Shake weight. Y'all remember the shake weight? Let's get back up into this.
What are your thoughts on the expression, every man pays for sex?
Like when a guy's at a bar and he's buying a girl drinks, he's not doing that because he likes you or like knows anything about you. He wants to take you home.
Hey, she knows ball.
Okay, so do you feel like a guy can't just like genuinely buy you a drink without like a woman thinking that there's a secret agenda or?
No, I think a guy can buy you a drink. I think there's some guys that are going out without any wrong intentions. I think there are some people that just want to go out and have a good time and talk.
No, it's just like, dude, if we're buying you a drink, we want to see the cheeks. And it's just like when you ladies go out dressed provocatively showing half your body, you're not doing that for yourself. Because if you're doing it for yourself, you stay at home. You know what I mean?
To people, I don't think it always means that they want to have sex with you and take you home.
Depends on the person.
If a guy wants to...
The girl on the left's been done dirty, I can tell.
...have sex with you eventually, is that necessarily the wrong intentions?
Well, how would I know if he eventually wants to have sex with me?
Well, wouldn't he be talking to you for any other reason other
but
than the fact
I'm
that...
I'm not going to assume that a man...
No, a guy would talk to you other than sex.
Well, no, I'm just saying, isn't that...
Who's going to tell her? Baby girl, I'm not trying to get to know you like that. I'm not trying to get to know you. When I was in college, I made it very explicit. I was very transparent. I don't have girlfriends. I have girlfriends, but I don't have friends that are girls. If I'm talking to you... I want to get in the sheets.
Typically why guys approach women is if they eventually want to get sex.
I don't agree with that.
I do. Yeah.
I'm naive.
Wait, okay, do you believe that men initially do really nice things for women because they eventually want sex?
Yes. Off the bat, maybe.
I'd rather pay a prostitute so she leaves when we're done rather than sit here and put a bunch of money into a chick and then taking her out for nice dinners, buying her shit, and you get the same result in the end anyways. You're still paying for pussy.
I wasn't expecting that curveball at the end. This man was on demon time. He was on demon time. All right, here we go.
Big back.
Big back of the day. What do we got?
What I ate today as a baddie.
Good. Change that B to an F and I'm on board. What you ate today is a fatty.
Morning, baddies. Creamer.
We're starting out the day with a cupcake.
Breakfast.
Got some Molly Pop. Got these from Costco. We're going to drink grape.
Is it even cold?
Ah, there's a ladybug.
That's some big back behavior.
Delicious. Lunchtime. Protein style.
That don't matter when you got it drenched in cheese. Oh, Jesus. Got the bubble guts watching this. Mm-hmm. But her favorite singer is Michael Bublé. Because she gets the Bublé guts. What is that? Is that just onion in a patty? Yeah, baby girl, when you're eating four patties...
I'm done with the road trip.
Doesn't matter. She just DT that freaking
blueberry
pretzel.
Cream cheese muffin. It's moist.
More carbs.
Gas station dinner per corn dog.
Corny dogs. Gonna have you stopped up like a toilet at Denny's at 4 a.m. after chill extravaganza night. Chips. More. Donde esta the agua? Where's the water?
What a.
Do these big back women ever drink water? I'm always curious. Like, it seems like they never ever drink water, dude.
What's your biggest turn-off?
I think probably when they come and approach with saying that, hey, you are a beautiful girl, and I'm like, I know it.
Ain't nobody, oh my God, ain't nobody ever said that to her.
Gotcha, bitch.
Punjabi boy or a South Indian boy?
None.
Who?
Korean.
Oh. Or if not Korean, American at least.
He's a 10, but he's from Uttar Pradesh.
Uttar Pradesh. Yeah. -5.
about?
Hello, my like. Cute little red flags.
Stay feral. Where's Will when you need him?
आपके फ्यूचर हस्बैंड का मिनिमम सैलरी कितना होना चाहिए?
400 करोड़ प्लस. भूत पिशाच
निकट नहीं आ. The Wicked Witch of the West. Gotcha, bitch. This account's crazy. That was good. Bro, what is this? They're doing a fat edition?
Big back, big back.
Oh, no, nah, brother. I know somebody's heels in here screaming. These knees are on life support.
Tell me your name, age, and where you're from.
I am...
Do name, weight, and where you're, you know... That's why... What's your name and weight?
Kayla. I'm 30 years old, and I'm from California.
How does one achieve such a build in 30 years? It's a phenomenal feat, really.
California, Anaheim.
Okay, and what do you do for a living?
Speaking of feet, I bet they haven't seen theirs in years.
Shots fired!
I'm an OnlyFans creator.
Oh, God, here we go. I thought you were going to say you were a donut.
Okay, and tell me why you end up popping your balloon.
So, let me tell you the good things first. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Is this dude for real? He actually going for these women?
It's neat that you're a creator, too. Mm. I kind of like that for, like, a relationship.
Bro, I've never seen somebody get a back piece on their bicep.
Because then we're on the same level, same page.
Mm-hmm.
And like that you're a gamer, because I'm always on the games.
Right.
Now you always at the table.
Gotcha, bitch.
But I just feel like...
Sorry, baby Nyx is going absolutely nuts right now. So I think I've told you guys in previous episodes, when she wants to go down on a nap, she'd be fighting that nap.
I can tell you.
So Cass is taking good care of her. She's in there if you can hear.
You're liking a lot of girls' DMs. I can sense it.
Actually, you're wrong, baby. I don't go on DMs.
Look at your do.
What that mean?
You look like you'd be in the girls' DMs.
Looks can be deceiving, though. You can never judge a book by its cover, baby.
True, but it's risky.
I judge books all the time by their covers.
Hey.
I got that trauma.
Yeah, see, that's the problem. This is it goes back to the Kevin Samuels quote. When you make the men of the present pay for the mistakes and trauma of the men of your past, there will always be no future. That's her problem. She's been done dirty by Chad, Brad, and Thad, and she's holding on to that trauma and making the next man pay for the debt of the last man. You're always going to be alone.
See, now you're bringing baggage, old baggage into new things. You can't do that if you want to find love, right? Just being real with you.
True.
See?
And is she someone that would be your type?
We live in a world now where 300-pound linemen are picky. This is crazy work. She should be on the Cowboys being picky right here.
You know, after hearing the whole, you know, judging book by cover, I don't judge books by the cover. I get to know the person first, you know, personality, things of that nature. So.
Boy, you need to get up out of that lineup so fast. Honestly, if you run, I know nobody's catching you. So you'd be just fine. You'd be just fine. So goodness gracious, bro. You need to go. You need to go. What? I saw this clip and was like, I need to watch this full clip in context with you guys.
Isn't urine a waste of the body?
Urine's a... Yes.
How can you even drink it? It's disgusting.
Well, it's not disgusting. Or maybe for you, yes. And it's not dangerous. It's not a waste. Because, first of all, it's made in the kidney by the filtration of your blood. It's not made in the bowels, where the wastes are created and thrown out as stool. This is made in the kidneys, and it's filtration of blood, so it has all the vitamins and minerals.
Boy, you better what the fuck? I gotta look that up. Is urine considered waste? Oops, sorry, wrong one. Yes, urine is a liquid waste product. Created by the kidneys to remove excess water, salts, and metabolic byproducts like urea, creatinine, and uric acid from the bloodstream. It serves as a key mechanism for maintaining bodily fluid balance and removing toxins, and is officially classified as a human excreta. Composition is composed of 95% water, with the remaining 5% consisting of urea, chloride, sodium, potassium, and other dissolved ions, as well as inorganic and organic compounds. Let's just look this up. Is it safe to drink urine? I can't believe I'm even... My search history is going to be cooked after this. No, drinking urine is not safe and is generally discouraged by medical professionals. While a small amount may not cause immediate severe harm to a healthy person, there is no scientific evidence of health benefits and it carries several significant risks. What the... This is what y'all teaching?
That's what y'all teaching out there? Huh? Is that in India? What? Dude, somebody's comments, bro. These people have no place in the civilized West. God put an ocean and the highest mountain range and an earth around them, so I quarantined all of these vile talking biohazards. What the fart is that, dude? Oh my god. That's crazy work. Loki, isn't that insane? You don't even drink your own pee. And neither do I. But you're a dog, you know what I mean? Like sometimes dogs are stupid and like eat their poop and stuff, but I'll tell you something funny about Loki. When he poops, he can't stop moving. He has to like poop. He poops in a circle. So he starts like right here and he's pooping and he goes like in a circle. And then by the end of it, he catches himself in like a poop circle. So he like hops out like a bunny. Dude, it's so funny. I'll have to record it sometime, show you guys. It's absolutely ridiculous. The way he poops, he won't just sit there and poop in a pile. He like moves continuously the whole time. It's so ridiculous, bro. It's so ridiculous. Am I making fun of you? My bad, dude. My bad. But I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. It was good to have you guys out, man. Until next time. Peace.